And now an opportunity here to punch in a two-point conversion. We saw three touchdowns so far fail to get their two-point conversions. Can they stop that streak and get theirs?
All comes down to this. Hand off to Ethan Lemke. He's at the one-yard line. Can he go anywhere? Looks like he is short, and he's going to be stopped at the one-yard line. And they're going to say no word yet from the officials. In the two-point conversion, no good. So this game is tied with 2:52. Big man number 76, Evan Smiglinski, on the stop. And Harbor Beach with the critical stop on the two-point conversion. But regardless, Ubley marches down the field 91 yards for a score to tie the ball game with 2:52 left in the fourth quarter. It's Harbor Beach 12, Ubley 12, right here on the WNW Sports Network.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Devin Fingle brings in the kick from Colton Rosenthal, gets all the way out to the 33-yard line. And with 2 minutes and 45 seconds left, this game is all tied up at 12 apiece. Ubley capped off a 91-yard drive covering 6 minutes and 47 seconds to tie the game. Harbor Beach comes up with a goal line stand on the two-point conversion. Ethan Link get it all the way down to about the half-yard line before that pile stopped. And it's now 12-12. Harbor Beach with a chance here, trying to go with the go-ahead score with 2:45, facing a first and 10 from their own 33.
Harbor Beach going to spread it out, which I'm not surprised. They've done their best in this formation, and I believe they have all three of their timeouts going left to right across the radio with a chance to try and break this tie.
Anderson throws downfield. It is caught by Mason Yon, has the first down at the 47-yard line. Tackle made by Ethan Lemke, and it's a move the chains first down for the Harbor Beach Pirates from the 33 to the 47, a 14-yard completion.
I like the rolling out of the pocket by Michael Anderson some time. He rolls to his right, which is his throwing hand, and Parker Yon has a very deep route and then plants his foot, comes back to the football. Ethan Lemke in coverage, soft coverage. They're trying to prevent the big pass, and as Parker Yon comes back to the ball, Michael Anderson delivers a strike for a nice and easy 14-yard pickup.
It's Anderson, keeper. He's getting tripped up at the original line of scrimmage and capped off by big man 75, Nathan Partzig, in about the 49-yard line for a 2-yard gain, maybe 3. From the 46 out to the 49-yard line. Second down and a long 8 to go.
Defensively, the Bearcats have played a very nice game, but they've done an extra really good job stopping that read option, which we've seen so many teams over the years really struggle with the read option that Harbor Beach brings to the table, especially this year with Puff and Anderson. But they've done a really good job of that, so expect Harbor Beach to keep throwing the ball around.
Anderson in the pocket, throwing downfield, and this one's through the hands of Devin Finkel at the 45-yard line. There were white jersey defenders all over the place there. And it's going to fall incomplete. Third down and 8 for the Harbor Beach Pirates at midfield.
Two shout-outs there. One, the Ubley Bearcat pass defenses. They drop a whole bunch of guys back in coverage, so there's defenders everywhere. But the Harbor Beach offensive line creates a nice pocket for Michael Anderson, and I think he got a little happy feet, assuming that pressure was coming, but there wasn't any, and he throws it in tight coverage, and it falls incomplete. Now Harbor Beach going to spread it out again, but this time two receivers in each direction.
Third and 8. Anderson rolls to his right, looking to throw downfield, throws it, and it is in the hands incomplete at the 42-yard line, as good coverage there from number 12, William Spicer, And it falls incomplete. Fourth down and 8 from the 49-yard line. Now, Dave, do you punt it deep, pin Ubley deep in their own territory and hope your defense can stop with 1-3-9, or do you go for the kill shot?
You absolutely punt it away here, Clark. I know your defense just gave up a 90-yard drive, but it took like 7 minutes to do that, and the Bearcat offense has not been big playability enough to do that on your team. I think I punt it away, probably line up in the shotgun and punt it away like you have all night long. I just couldn't afford to see myself turn it over here and give the ball back to the Bearcats with a minute and a half to go with all their timeouts.
Out of the shotgun. There's the snap, and it's a pooch punt out of the shotgun. And it bounces at the 20-yard line and takes a Bearcat bounce at the 18. And that's where it's downed by number 24 for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Parker Yon with 1:31 left in regulation. Ubley back on the field on offense after a quick drive from Harbor Beach in about a minute 20. Gives the ball back to the Ubley Bearcats, tied at 12 apiece.
Now that run defense for Ubley Bearcats has really set the tone of this game because it's forced Harbor Beach to throw it more than they'd like to. And an incompletion here or there has forced Harbor Beach to punt it plenty more times. They've punted more times in this game than they've probably punted in the month of October. And that goes to show you how good the Bearcat defense has been tonight. A minute 31 to go, right to left across your radio. They're at their own 19. They got to go the length of the field for a chance to win.
Quarterback keeper around the right side. Sweeney has the first down, and he's tackled out of bounds at about the 35-yard line for a gain of 17 on the play. Tackle made by number 13, Mason Yon. Move the chains for the Ubley Bearcats. 1:24 left in regulation. Looks like he was tackled out of bounds. Actually tackled inbounds, and there's the clock starts back up. 1:24 left in the fourth quarter. No, it looks like they're tackled out of bounds, so the clock's still at that 1:24
mark. I don't think that fire official has made up his mind yet. He might change his mind one more time. Just give him a sec here.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Handoff to Ethan Lemke. He has positive yards. And after first contact, gets about another four after that out to the 42-yard line. And another big gain for Ethan Lemke and the Bearcats. 1:10 left in regulation.
Well, it's not very often when big Evan Smoglinski gets your bear paws on you that he can't yank him down. And Ethan Lemke's able to pull him along for the ride. Smoglinski eventually brings him down, but not until Lemke gets 7 yards.
Casey Sweeney hands off to number 12, William Spicer, into Harbor Beach territory at the 49-yard line with 53 seconds left. Moves the chains. Tackle made by number 29, Devin Finkel.
All of a sudden, this Harbor Beach defense, hands on their hips, can't figure out what's going on. The Ubley Bearcat offensive line dominating like they were in the first quarter, and 5 and 6 yard runs are coming every single play.
Sweeney hands off to number 12, William Spicer, and there's Harbor Beach in the backfield. Number 51, Kendall Gentner, stops him for a 2-yard loss at the 49-yard line. And there's a timeout called by the Ubley Bearcats with 43 seconds left in regulation. Tied at 12 apiece. Dave Hansen, what's going on?
What a stop there by Kendall Gentner, the seniors. He's able to get into the backfield. And the Ubley Bearcats have had their best success getting right through that defensive line as quickly as possible. And when William Spicer stutter steps and goes sideways, that allows that little extra time for the defensive line. Kendall Gentner makes a big play in the backfield, finally for the Harbor Beach defense to make a stop. And Ubley calls timeouts here, obviously, to preserve as much time as possible so that with that tackle and forcage of a timeout, the Harbor Beach defense now has to be prepared for some sort of pass play. Maybe not on this play, but it's going to come eventually. 48 seconds and 49 yards to go for a touchdown. The Bearcats are probably going to have to try to air it out. So if you're Mason Yon, you're Michael Anderson, you have to be ready for a pass. You cannot get beat deep.
Ubley's had the ball for 24 minutes and 12 seconds in this game, plus this last drive of about 40 seconds so far. It's a second down and 11 from midfield at the 49-yard line. Right to left across the radio. Casey Sweeney under center. Tie ball game at 12 apiece. District championship on the line. Casey Sweeney, quarterback keeper around the right side. And he runs out of bounds at the 44-yard line for a 5-yard gain. And stops the clock with 37 seconds left. Third down and 6, maybe long 7.
Also keep in mind, the Bearcats are going to try to utilize the sideline, so no surprise they use Casey Sweeney. He gets a nice gain, cuts that deficit in half, second down and 6 coming up. He's able to get out of bounds, get a nice gain, and stop the clock.
Three-man front, and it's a handoff to Shane Ozentowski, number 44, at the 42-yard line, and tackle made by number 51, Kendall Gentner. And fourth down and four, a long four for this Ubley defense, or Ubley offense. 22 seconds left in regulation.
That looks like the Bearcats are going to let the clock run all the way down here. They're not going to attempt another play. Not taking any chances.